Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
7:43, 17 till 8, never enough time with Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. So let's get right to it. How you doing, Joe?
I'm well. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. So let's talk about, we'll get to the prison in a minute or the jail. Let's talk about this power outage because I immediately, when it happened and I was driving around and I saw it was going farther and farther and farther and farther, I looked to social media, saw you in Lakeview talking about the power outage. What do you know now that you didn't know on Sunday afternoon?
The only thing I think I know now that I really didn't know on Sunday afternoon is that one of the plants that powers in St. Charles was down, and then one of the plants in St. Francisville tripped, which we've seen before in other power situations, which was one of the probably causes for not having enough power locally. And now, of course, Tommy, all the questions we've been asking for the last few days are going to be important as we move forward. Specifically, I think, sort of who knew what when, because I think that's what really gets people. Energy has regular little changes to their system where they ask people to power down because they're trying to harden the grid, and people may grumble about that, but they understand the need for that to happen. It's when it happens on a Sunday afternoon, unexpectedly, that I think really, you know, gets people upset, and rightfully so.
When you say power down so they can harden the grid, you mean make some kind of capital improvement, and that's why you have to go without power for a while?
Correct, correct. And the energy's been doing this for, I think, probably a couple of years now with more regularity. They usually send to our office a list of five or six locations in District A. That's going to happen. And then Energy sends the customers notification, and we also send the customers notification as well, at least their neighborhood groups, so people know. And overall, as long as people get the notice, they get it. And that hasn't been the problem. The problem arises, and it's with any utility issue, it's when you have interruption that's unexpected.
But this was not for that, was it, for any grid hardening?
No. This was an issue of, again, too much demand at one time and not enough power being supplied. And the issue of the timing of where it happens, why it happens, are all questions that have to be asked. And unfortunately, it looks a little bit like MISO, which is the Mid-Continent Independent System Operator, which does the transmission, seems to be saying, well, we told the utilities in enough time, they should have been prepared, and the utility energy is saying that's not the case. So both the council, which regulates Energy New Orleans, will have a meeting on June 3rd, and then the Public Service Commission, which regulates the other utilities across the state, will have a meeting June 18th. And of course, in those interim, both regulatory agencies will be working to make sure they get answers and see what actually happens.
So let me just tell you what I'm thinking a lot of people are feeling today and thinking, which is, You say too much demand at one time. Devontae Lewis earlier was saying something about, and I'm not criticizing him at all. I think he's a leading voice for on the Public Service Commission, but talking about weather forecasting here or there. I guess just as an average person, Joe, it's Memorial Day weekend. It's May 25th, whatever it was. I can tell you it's going to be hot and humid. I can tell you people are going to be using power because it's hot and they're going to be running the air conditioners. And when you say too much demand at one time, my thought immediately goes to, after that, and I think it did Sunday as well, to, okay, is this the beginning of, this is just the beginning of summer. Does this mean there's going to be a summer of this or not? Is that what you've heard from your constituents?
It is. And look, I, as you pointed out, I was one of the people affected, too. Mm-hmm. And when one of the reporters called me, that was exactly the conversation we got off the record, which is, hey, this is Memorial Day. The world knows there are going to be more people at home. As you point out, it's going to be hot and humid. And we're not in peak summer season yet. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was warm in the afternoon. If you had your air conditioning running, you didn't have power for a couple hours. It got a little warm in the house, but it wasn't unsufferable as it would be in the dog days of summer. And I think exactly what you're talking about is what really people want to know. They want to know that it's going to be reliable. They want to know it's going to exist. And exactly what you're saying is the next fear, which is, hey, if it was a clear day and there's known that it's a holiday, then why is this happening and how do we prevent that from happening on, pick a random date, July 20th.
Mm-hmm. So people know they pay their bill, either pay Entergy New Orleans or Entergy Louisiana. They don't know anything about MISO. Who regulates MISO, or does anybody? Is that just done?
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Through each utility company that is a member of MISO.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time explaining what MISO was over the weekend. MISO is regulated by the feds. So you know, that becomes another sort of complicating factor in all of this. And again, this is where people get frustrated, Tommy, because people don't want to hear, well, this is the agency responsible for that, and this council has Entergy New Orleans, and the Public Service Commission has the other energy companies, and then MISO is regulated by FERC, which is the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. So, again, all of that is important, but I think what you just said before is the more important part for the public, which is they don't care about the who, they care about the what, the how, and the why, and they just want their power to work when they flip the switch.
What you're describing just now sounds like the surge in water board where everybody has a hand in it, but nobody's responsible for it.
Yeah, I mean, there were definitely similarities that were crossing my mind as all this was happening. You know, you talk about how many times have we heard there's been a trip which leads to a power issue that cascades further down the system. You have multiple agencies who are responsible. At what point was information communicated? And again, I'm not saying that's a sewage and water board per se fault. I'm saying these are the realities of when you deal with multiple utilities and what happens and how they're regulated. And again, the bottom line for anybody, whether it's your cell phone service, whether it's your power at your house, whether it's your water being supplied, people, A, want to know that it's going to work. And as I said before, B, most people are fine with an interruption for planned work, but they just want to know as far in advance to plan as possible. And again, obviously, on a holiday weekend, it's even more acute.
Yeah, probably not the time to do it, Sunday afternoon or Memorial Day. And the other question, you know, I have is, I don't know what happened in Orleans Parish, but I saw a lot of businesses just lock it up after the power went out. And I got to believe that cost overall a lot of money. And I don't guess anybody's going to get reimbursed for any of that, right?
I haven't seen any of that yet, and I know those are always the issues that people are frustrated about. You know, Greek Fest, I know, is affected by all of this, too. So you want to always make sure your best foot is being put forward, and obviously I think that's going to be part of the conversation about whether or not there'll be any reimbursement.
So one nuclear plant was down for plant maintenance. The other one tripped, which means what?
Which means there's generally a power stoppage for a period of time, and then it has to be restarted. That's usually what a trip means, that power tripped as it was being applied, and there's something that happens that stops the power from working, and then you have to go through a set of principles to restart all of it. And again, unfortunately, as I keep on saying, flipping a switch, now I'll change my analogy, it's just not that easy. It requires more care and time.
Do we know if that plant had not tripped, if the power would have still gone out?
I don't know the answer to that yet. But again, I've heard that on I guess, Sunday. And then Paul Murphy's reporting seemed to indicate that that was part of the issue as well. So these are all the things that we want to know the answer to about what's going on and why and how long and what's going to happen. So these are all the right questions. We just don't have the answers yet.
Well, let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. And look, if my aunt was equipped differently, she'd be my uncle. However, if it had been a rainy afternoon, this could have caused severe problems for the sewage and water board, right?
It could cause problems for sewage and water board. They obviously rely on energy power in addition to those motor diesel engines and the turbines they have. And look, sewage and water board did report, Tommy, that they had some sewer problems. They were able to fix those, but obviously you want to have all the power available possible.
Lift station issues? Is that what you're talking about?
Excuse me?
Lift station issues? Is that what you're talking about?
Lift station issues. That's exactly right.
People that don't understand what government's about, look up lift station. That's ultimately is what being a politician and being in government is. You got to keep it moving. Let me ask you, Jay, they're telling me to keep going here, so we'll take a break at the end of it. Joe, when it comes to the jail, I was talking to Bureau of Governmental Research, and look, I get the brass software and all that stuff, but do you guys as a council know how the sheriff's spending the money you give, or how transparent is it with the sheriff's office?
Well, that's been the issue the whole time is that, and look, I want to be very clear about this because I've said it publicly, so I want to say it now. This has been an issue since my grandfather was on the council, mm-hmm. is that the sheriffs say, I'm an independently elected body. By state law, you are supposed to give me the money. Now give me the money, and we don't really have to give a lot of disclosure about what we do. I think the problem has become that as time moves forward, people want to have more transparency. And Tommy, I think there's a difference between we're allocating, pick a lowerish number, somewhere less than $500,000 maybe to an agency, whereas for the sheriff, we're allocating close to $65 million. And when you see the recurring issues that are happening in the jail and the water breakage that happened over the weekend that David Hammer reported, the issues with the breakout, other financial issues. I think it's natural for the entity, in this case the council, that gives the money to say, hey, we want to know what's going on and how it's being spent. The only backstop we have in this instance is obviously the jail is still under a consent decree. So there are federal monitors who are regularly looking in the jail and seeing what's going on. The judges are obviously keen on what's happening there, too. But this is just sort of a classic. if we're writing the checks, then I think we want to know how the money's being spent.
Yeah, or paying the money as a taxpayer. Thank you. As I said before, never enough time. Joe Geruso, New Orleans City Council member. We'll talk to you again. 7:55, 5 till 8, traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And we would like to tell you a little bit about our podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
I do extensive investigative research and go deep into the darkest corners of the human psyche.
And I'm just here to lighten things up a little bit with humor, baby. You know, never at the expense of the victims, though, obviously.
Come join our family of little psychos over on Psychopedia. Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.